So what happens when we have all the answers? When we have the answers to the life, the universe and everything, what happens then? We're constantly searching for answers. We're constantly searching for the meaning of everything. The what, the how, the why, the when and the where. Science pushes us to seek answers, to gain knowledge. And science teaches us that knowledge is everything. To know where we are, to know how we came about, to know how the universe was created, how the cosmos was created, how time was created, how everything was, how everything came into being, how everything happens, the mechanics of everything. And there's nothing wrong with that. I have a questing mind. I'm a human being. We all have questing minds. That's part of what makes us the species that we are. Science wants to find the answers to everything and wants to answer the ultimate questions. And if it does answer the ultimate questions, and I firmly believe that one day, given time, it will, science itself will be able to determine answers to the most fundamental questions. What happens then? What happens when we know it all? What happens to us? I'm not thinking about you or me right now, of course, because it won't happen in our lifetimes. But just imagine for a moment. Imagine that you live in a world where we know all the answers to everything. There's no point in learning anything more because all the answers are there. Let's say Google still exists. We want to know the answer to a question, we Google it, and the definitive answer is laid before us. So we may not know all the answers ourselves individually, but with a quick search, we can find the answers. Even today, we can find a lot of the answers by a simple search, a bit of research. We can find a lot of answers. But what happens when there is no more questions to ask? What happens to science? What happens to people? What happens to our questing mind? I'm all for finding answers to the questions of everything. I'm fascinated by science. I'm fascinated by how far we can push ourselves, how far we can push the boundaries of our knowledge. But I am intrigued to know if science reaches its ultimate goal of being able to answer every question, what does happen then? What are we left with? There's a lot of debate that's been going on for a long time. Science versus faith or religion, whichever you want to call it. It's usually science versus religion, really. And this isn't a boo about a debate about science versus religion, because I don't think there is science versus religion. I think they are intertwined. But for those people who do not have a belief system in something other than finding an answer to a question, I am wondering what is going to happen to that kind of person in the time when we live, where all answers, where all questions are answered. What is left to do? If we know where we came from, if we know how everything works, how everything functions, if that ability to search for an answer that is the right answer, no contradiction, is fact, is truth, what happens then? It seems to me that people with a belief system have a better chance of survival in this world. People who have a belief in something other than a scientific answer to a question have something greater to hope for, have something within themselves that might enable them to get through what I can see, a despairing time. Because if there's nothing left to drive us forward, if everything is known and there is nothing left to drive the human race forward, what happens to the human race? We can explore space, but we know how to do that. We can reach distant galaxies, but we know how to do that. Everything that we can't imagine now, or we can only just imagine, will be answered. If science wins out, if you like, then it isn't a battle. But if the fundamental essence of science is to answer all the questions, and it succeeds in doing so, what is left? For me, a person who has a belief system, I'm not frightened of finding the answers to all the questions, because those answers will only define the material. They will only define the physical. They will in no way help us with anything existential. We will never find an answer to what is love. We will never find an answer to why somebody enjoys a view over a mountaintop and somebody else doesn't. We won't find a definitive answer because these things are out of the realms of science. But these are the things, these imaginations, these wonders are beyond science. And these are the things that we can look forward to. These are things I look forward to. I don't look forward to a world, or living in a world, or worlds, depending on how we've managed to progress as a race. I don't look forward to living in a time when all questions are answered. I wouldn't wish it upon my children or my grandchildren or whatever generations are going to come after me or us. I would hope that there is still always wonder, imagination, faith, belief. Scientists have belief. They have belief that they will find the answer. But beyond the answer is what? Imagination is important. Imagination is what drives us forward. It is what drives us to find the answers to the questions. Imagination will continue once we have found the answers to all the questions. How then do we define what that imagination is? Where does it lead us? It doesn't lead us anywhere other than people who have faith today, where it leads them. It leads us something beyond the physical, the material. It leads us something beyond the Big Bang. It leads us something beyond physics, sociology, psychology. It takes us away from that to something more. I don't believe that having a belief is right for everyone. Some people just don't have the time. They're too busy finding the answers to the questions that we all want answering. But it has a place for some people who want to try and find an answer to other questions. So science and faith can live side by side, should live side by side, and shouldn't be in conflict. Because where science will answer certain questions, hopefully faith will answer others. And I say hopefully. It is a faith after all. And faith is intangible. Not everybody has a faith. Not everybody has a belief in something other than the material physical. But that should live side by side. Science helps me on a daily basis understand the world that I live in. Understand the physics of the universe. Understand why, how the planets were created. Understanding how life interacts with other species, how plants grow, all these things, and far more, of course, that science explains to me, that my faith on its own just hints at. But it's beyond that, I imagine. I'm not saying like my thoughts are for everyone, but I'm just asking the question, what happens when we know everything?